Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Iolo Radio. Call in today, 718-664-9145 to join the show live. Iolo Radio is the place to be for you as an independent Iolo agent. Tune into Iolo Radio Monday through Friday to catch up on the latest news from Iolo. For merchants across America, Iolo's no-credit check rent-to-own program turns potential customers into paid-in-full customers because people across America are discovering Iolo merchants who give their customers a rent-to-own option have found a way to take it home today. Even if they have poor credit or no credit with Iolo, they can take it home today the Iolo way. Our switchboard's lighting up right now, and if you want to join in today's conversation, simply dial 718-664-9145 and press 1 on your phone if you want to participate in today's show. Text your team now and remind them to go to IOLORadio.com to listen to today's show on the Internet. And now, let's get started with today's episode of Iolo Radio.
Well, you know what? I'm talking to myself. I got my phone muted. How about that? I want to say good morning, Tuesday. We are excited to be back on the radio with you. This is Tony Williamson, your host today. And also I've got in tow Mr. Rodney Cox and Mr. Donnie Crisp on board with us this morning. And I know Mr. Bud Nemitz as well. So we got a full house this morning for you. We had some big announcements yesterday. Very exciting show yesterday. We had President and CEO Mr. Alan Hanke. And if you missed out on that, then I'm glad you tuned in today because we're going to continue that conversation. Yesterday we had some major announcements. Part of the announcement was the fulfillment of some of the things that have been discussed in the recent past, and those things came to pass. That is that we now can, when we're signing up our merchants in the field, we can use their FEIN number. We have more options on the merchant sign-up. And it's going to make it easier and easier for you to get this done and to be able to look more professional for the merchants that you're working with. So that's a big, big enhancement. But I think the big news yesterday was literally that now we are authorized to start moving into furniture stores. And this is going to change the dynamic dramatically because we're going to see that our customers' rent-to-own options will increase dramatically in the sense that even people in the discussion we had last week with Yawanda, you know, when she was on board with us last Friday show, she was talking about how many couples, you know, when they're buying a home or whatever, they don't want to affect their credit report, they don't want to have anything charged to their credit cards, et cetera, and they'll take advantage of the rent-to-own option, you know, rent their furniture for a month or two as they're moving into their new house and then pay it off with a credit card later or with cash from their closing on their property. And, of course, this time of year, you and I both know that the tax people are sending out refunds, right? The IRS is sending out refunds, and people are going out and buying furniture with those refunds and getting things, you know, capital goods, durable goods, as we call it, that they postpone those purchases until this time of year, in fact. So the rent-to-own option is a big, big deal. It's going to be very, very advantageous for you as an independent Iolo agent. And I'm personally very excited about that as well for myself as an Iolo agent because we're all in the same boat, rowing in the same direction. So I want to say good morning and welcome to my co-host, Mr. Donnie Crisp and Rodney Cox. Thanks, guys, for joining. And we're going to bring Bud in here in just a minute, but I want to give each of you a chance to say hello. And if you've got some comments about Alan's announcement yesterday, take it away.
I'm here with you. How's it going this morning, Tony?
Doing good, Donnie. Good morning to you, my brother.
Man, that's exciting stuff, being able to go out and get these furniture stores. Again, like they said yesterday, that's big. They're big ticket items. Those aren't your, you know, $400 or $500 cell phone purchases. Big, big tickets, big, big excitement coming through the pipeline here at Iolo. I love it.
Absolutely, Donnie, and thank you again, brother, for being on board with us here and working the controls in the background. Also, Mr. Rodney, how are you doing this morning, my man?
Fantastic, Tony. You know, that announcement yesterday with Alan was exciting, to say the least. You know, as corporate begins to add more and more verticals for our company, it just creates more avenues, more people to help, more merchants to help, and along with that, the agents being able to have more and more merchants to go call on is just absolutely exciting, and I'm sure that there's more to come. But we have a lot of merchants out there, not only in what the verticals we had before, but with the recent announcement yesterday, that is just definitely exciting for our company and the agents.
Well, I second that, man, totally. Very, very excited. Well, let's bring Mr. Bud Nemeth in. Good morning, Bud. How are you, my friend? I know you're excited about this new development.
Oh, my goodness, Tony. Now, to be involved, I mean, I just think back to just 3 months ago. We were just at beginning our soft launch, maybe 3.5 months ago, just beginning the beta test. Had myself and about 12 of us sitting around and talking and doing conference calls. And at that time, we were at $1,000 was our limit. We were talking about things to come. And things have come very rapidly. And to see where we are as a company today, it's just amazing. Not only are we up to $3,000 as our max right now, but now we're involved, you know, at that time we were just involved in electronics. That's really small electronics under $1,000. And now, today, we're involved in electronics, jewelry, wheels and tires, which is huge. Now the number one market in this industry, furniture and bedding. I had no idea, Tony, when I first started putting together a hit list of stores that I was going to go talk to in my local area, I went online and I Googled the biggest town next to me and I put in furniture stores. And my goodness, it came up with like 45 furniture stores in my area. And probably half of those were mattress and bed. I had no idea there were so many mattress and bedding stores. I mean, individually, standalone. Some of the furniture stores obviously sell mattresses too, but just the mattresses stores alone are huge. And, again, just now that we're able to be part of that, that's amazing. Again, you know, some of the items that people buy in the rent-to-own industry, Tony, are items that, you know, let's take a cell phone and a tablet. A cell phone is something everybody uses every day. It's an extension of their body. It's the smartphones are really computers. They do everything you can imagine except for cook for you and clean for you. But they can give you all the recipes and directions and all that stuff. But you take a tablet, it's kind of a secondary device. So some people aren't as apt to, I mean, if times get tough or they have to cut some money out of their budget, they can return that item, and then, you know, we now have a used tablet or something. But furniture, bedding, imagine bedding. You're going to make your payments on your bed. Otherwise, they're going to come and, you know, take your bed. You know, you don't want to lose your bed. You don't have to return. Don't want to have to return your bed. You don't want to have to return your living room set. Just huge. So, yeah, I'm real excited. This is hundreds of millions of dollars industry, and now we can have a piece of that pie through Iolo. That's awesome.
Now, Bud, you mentioned something. I just want to get some clarity for the folks on the line here, because yesterday in Al's discussion, we talked about furniture, and people don't automatically associate furniture with mattresses. Some do, some don't. So just to be clear, mattresses are on the table too. In other words, we can go after furniture stores and mattress stores now in a big way. We couldn't touch either one of those before.
Yes, absolutely. Both of those are open today. You can sign up merchants in those areas today, but more importantly than that, today is the day, Tony, that these stores can write some deals. I know we've had some agents putting on furniture stores and mattress stores, and the merchants are excited to use our program, and they're ready and waiting, and all of a sudden, bam, now they can use it. So we are, I mean, I expect to see a lot of furniture deals and a lot of mattress deals coming in the back office here starting today. That's really exciting for the company as a whole.
That really is, Bud. And, you know, I don't know if there's any other corporate news on the heels of that, the announcements of yesterday. We did feature Alan's conversation yesterday. So if people go to IOLORadio.com, the very first show that they'll come up there should be coming up now live at any point. when you go in there is going to be, you know, Alan's show. We'll leave that up for a few more days so that everybody can be sure that they hear that show, because it was really exciting and always, you know, informative to get the word directly from Alan. But in respect of that, are there any other corporate announcements, you know, since then that we need to discuss, or anything that we need to tighten up or whatever as agents in the field that we need to be aware of today from corporate?
Yeah, there's a few things, and let's talk about that radio broadcast yesterday. Again, just so you'll know, I think everybody should have gotten an email from Iola last night fairly late. Maybe you got it this morning, but it went over the announcements, and I apologize. We wanted to send out an email earlier to announce that Alan was going to be on the show and making some announcements so everybody could hear those that wanted to get on. Unfortunately, we had a technical glitch with the email system and couldn't do it. So we did send out an email last night with the announcements. And also in that email, Tony, I think number three in that email was the announcement that for those agents that took advantage of the SIM cards program and ordered some SIM cards to help you build your Iola business, that's under your resources tab in your back office, and then click on agent incentives, and there's the description of that program if you have not seen or heard of it. But a lot of folks took advantage of that and ordered their cards. The cards have been shipped out. If you placed your order and paid for your order, your cards have been shipped out, and they should be to you any day now. But when you get them, you have to activate those cards. So on that, if you go back to that link, agent incentives under resources, there's a website there now that you can click on and activate your cards as needed. Again, don't activate them if you're not using them. If you ordered three cards and you plan to use it each of those 3 months in a row or five cards or whatever, then don't activate them all at once, because they're only good for 30 days. And so that is there. And, again, if you want to take advantage of that, you can go look at the details of that. Just a little perk for being an Iola agent. Also, Tony, I wanted to talk about and follow up about the announcement yesterday, some questions that we got and some things we experienced yesterday from the new merchant application. Again, the new merchant application, I really believe it's more user-friendly, it's more streamlined. But, again, and we are recording screenshot videos of that, so we're going to have every page. We're trying to get this up as soon as possible. Again, we're not going to give you any dates, but I am telling you what we're doing. You can go in your back office and click on it, and it will, in detail, in a short little video, it'll talk about each page. So if you want to know about page one in detail, about page two, and folks, I highly suggest that you invest some time of yours on these short little videos before you go out and sign up merchants with this new application, so that you're 100% comfortable with the application and with the process. Again, now we need a couple of more things, and I had some feedback on that. Why do we need more things? Well, listen, we're not requiring a Social Security number now. And let me tell you, there are some instances of fraud out there. There are some we actually went looking for a business that signed up as a merchant with us, and the business address didn't exist. There was no business there. And by the way, a lot of the other competitors in our industry require the same things, or some of them require even more. So now when your merchant goes to that merchant application, and again, I really strongly suggest you doing this for them and with them. Please, you are their agent. You are supposed to take care of them. I'll share a story with you here real soon, too. But on page one, you have a place to enter your name. And on page one, it says, here is what you are going to need in order to fill out this application. So review that with them. Now, on there, it says you need a business, an avoided imprinted business check. We all know that. We've always needed that. It also says you need a picture of your business license. And we had some questions on that yesterday. What is a business license, business permit? Truly, business licenses are permits that are issued by government agencies that allow individuals or companies to conduct business in a geographical location. And most of the time, the requirement is that business license be posted in a public view where the public has view of your license. So it's real easy to snap a picture of that. You know, in order to operate legally within a certain area, you know, it varies from state to state, but you have to have a license or business permit to do business, and it should be posted. So that's real simple to snap a picture of. You as the agent should take care of this stuff, I believe. Make it simple for your merchant, but snap a picture of that. Snap a picture of the outside. Snap a picture of the inside, just to make sure that it's a legitimate business. You know, we don't know this. You guys are out in the field. We don't know what, you know, if you put a business in, unless we see that business location, we don't know that it's a real business location. And, again, there have been some agents in the past who have been less than scrupulous and tried to do things that are going to set our company up for bad business, and that's not what we're looking to do. So, again, if you as an agent violate our terms and conditions and, you know, policies and procedures, you certainly can be terminated. So we don't want that, and I don't see that as a big area. But, again, these are things that are required, and please get on board with that. Make it easy for your merchants. Snap a picture real quick, bing, bing, bing. Take three pictures, and then you could actually do the check also, and then upload them for them. The neat thing is each page, each business location, there's a spot to upload everything. Also on that page, it says you are going. It tells the merchant you're going to receive a call from corporate office. So let them know that. Again, I would review, if you're sitting there with the merchant after they said, yes, I'm ready, review each page with them. Hey, this just says this is what we're going to need. I've already, you know what, you can even take a picture of that stuff already. Hey, I'll go take a picture of that, or I've already taken a picture of that. We'll upload that. I'll show you how to do that. By the way, once we hit submit, you're going to be getting a phone call, sometimes within 30 minutes or so, depending upon the business volume, but you're going to get a phone call to verify all this, and we can literally have you up and running if everything goes through and there's no challenges. We can have you up and running in less than 30 minutes. Page two is the merchant agreement. Again, we are going to have a video that will allow you to understand and explain this to your, you know, most people when you execute a contract, they turn the contract around in front of you and they just give you a brief summary of what each thing means. So we're going to have that available for you to do too. You don't have to go through this in detail, but you do want to highlight this. And one of the things you definitely want to highlight is down towards the bottom where it says funding. It talks about, you know, funding will be processed within 2 to 3 business days of receiving the applicable funding documents, which include now a copy of the customer government-issued ID or state ID. Basically, it's a state ID or a passport, military ID will work, and a customer-signed receipt. Again, something they can snap a picture of real quick, and most people will be able to email it from their phone. Just make sure they know that funding@iolawit.net, it's right there on page two. Make sure that they know they have to send that in. Again, some of our merchants have asked us, you know, why don't you do that? Because we never did it until recently. But they say we have to do this with all of our other companies that we use in this space. So, again, a lot of them are used to it. A lot of them are doing it now anyways. But now we have a place, and soon we will have a place for that to be uploaded. But in the meantime, you know, they have to be – it says these two documents must be emailed. You can literally snap a picture with the license and the receipt right below it, snap a picture, email it to funding@iolawit.net. And when all the information, the signed contract and those items are received, that's when it clicks to start the funding process. And like I say, that's 2 to 3 business days. Also, Tony, we actually had some applications yesterday that were submitted incompletely and or didn't have the correct information on them. Again, it's very important. It just wastes everybody's time. You guys are out there busting your butt, doing the right thing, getting these businesses ready to enroll, and then we can't get them enrolled because they're missing some information. Again, another thing now that they don't need the Social Security number if they choose an FEIN, well, we had it set up so they have, you know, they can enter either one, but because we didn't have a requirement in there, because, again, we didn't want to require a social if they didn't need it, didn't want to require an FEIN if they didn't have it, so we didn't put that. So we actually had people submit an application yesterday without either one filled in. Well, that customer's not going to get, that merchant's not going to get approved as a merchant for us unless we have all that information. So now it requires us chasing that information down. So very important that you make sure that these are filled out correctly, including the full legal name and all that information. But again, the more time you take up front doing this right, the smoother everything's going to go for you and for your merchants. It's important. Tony, last thing I want to share with you is, again, it's pretty neat to see, but I want to share this story for several reasons. Number one, to show you the power of this business, but number two, to point out an area where we can improve upon. We had a merchant yesterday that came in, and the ID number that they entered from the iolamerchant.com website was a very strange number. It didn't match any in our system. So it came in basically as an orphan account, and it wasn't even close. So, again, we go to work. We start tracking that down. We want to make sure the agents are credited for their efforts, and ended up contacting that person, that merchant, and he sent an email. And he got an email from somebody that had basically the flyer on the inside and the website, iolamerchant.com. And he went to the website, went through the whole website. I think it showed that he spent 43 minutes on the website. And then he went and enrolled himself. But the email didn't have the agent's contact name, didn't have their name, didn't have their number, didn't have their ID. And again, you know, the agent probably didn't expect this merchant was going to go sign up without talking to anybody. But they did, because that website is very effective and getting more effective. But he went and signed himself up, put in some weird ID number. We tracked it down. Turns out he got the email. He forwarded the email to us, so we saw the email. And I want to caution you on a couple things. If you're going to send an email, first of all, if you're just going to blind send emails to merchants, make sure you read your policies and procedures and your terms and conditions, because you don't want to put yourself in a bad position to get suspended or terminated in your business. But if you are going to send a merchant that you've spoken with or that you know or that you've actually used as a customer and you want to send them an email, be specific. Let them know, hey, I just wanted to touch base with you. I'm going to be in your area next week. I want to stop in and visit and share some information with you that could really increase your sales. Here's some basic information in the email. Here's the website to go review. That way you may have some educated questions when I come in. Here's my name. I've shopped in your store for years. I love it. Whatever the case may be, build some connection there. Just put something in there like, you know, some merchants will actually go through the information on the website and then sign up without even talking to me. I don't recommend that, but if you do that, you're going to have to enter an agent ID number, and here is that ID, so that they have it, so you get credit for it. And then also in there, by the way, if you have any questions before I come over there, before I get to your store, please feel free to contact me at this number, and then put your name in the email. If you're sending out blind emails, I'm telling you, you're putting yourself in jeopardy. So, by the way, if you're doing that and that's working and the website and the tools and everything we have are working, why does Iolo need us agents in the field if you're just going to do that? If you're just going to send out blind emails and not do anything else, they don't need us to do that. Now, here's the interesting thing. When we called that gentleman, he owns multiple stores. I think we had three different people from corporate contact that merchant and spend time with him. He is thrilled to death. He has multiple stores himself, and he works with eight other dealers who between them own or have access to 500 or 600 stores. He currently uses two of our competitors and does at one store that he's at, he says he does about 10 deals a day. He went ahead and took one of his employees and ran them through. The employee doesn't have very good credit. He ran them through, and the employee was approved for $975. He ran them through the other ones, and one I don't think he got approved for because it requires a partial credit check, and the other one was a lot less. It was about $500 and some. So he's absolutely thrilled with us and can't wait to use our program. He also, he asked, he said, you know, I have other stores. Is there, do you guys have a commission structure available or a program where I could, you know, get paid to refer other stores? So, yes, we do. I was honest with the gentleman. I said, yes, actually we do. I said, you know, your first store that, you know, that you were introduced to, that has to be, you cannot be the agent on record for that. But if you have additional stores or if you, you know, want to refer this program to other business owners that you know, you certainly can become an agent and benefit from that. I said, we'll have the agent get back in touch with you. He says, I have 70 employees. Can we set up a training? I'll bring them all together at once. Can we set up a time for them to be trained all at one time? And I said, yes, we certainly can do that. We'll get with the agent and we'll set that up. I said, but our experience shows that it's better to train anywhere from 2 to 4 at a time. And he said, well, they'll have to go around to multiple locations. And I said, I don't think they'll have an issue with that. So, again, if you're going to do something like this, be prepared to follow up. If you're just going to send out an email, sign up merchants, and then wish them good luck, that's not going to work, okay? I'm telling you, it's not going to work. It's not fair to the merchant, and it's not fair to the rest of the folks that are out there working hard and doing this right. So that's what I wanted to share with you. It's a great story because, I mean, that one email, even though I don't believe it was done properly, can possibly lead to hundreds and hundreds of stores, merchants, and if all of those merchants are doing 10 deals a day, you talk about the business that's going to bring to Iolo and the commissions that are going to be paid out from that, that's very, very exciting. So, Tony, that's all I had to share today. Great things are happening, and it's getting better every day. We're working hard behind the scenes and hope to have some new and exciting tools and things available for everybody here in the real near future.
Well, thanks for sharing, Bud, because a lot of information shared there, and, of course, that email has been posted out there, guys, so be sure and read that email and follow through on that because that's an important piece of this. But let's take a couple of quick calls. We haven't had a chance to take any calls in the last couple of days, you know, up to this point. So let's go out to area code 347, the last four digits, 6336. You're live on the radio with Mr. Bud Nema, Director of Marketing with Iolo this morning. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bud. Good morning, Tony. Good morning, Donnie. And good morning, Ronnie. It's Barry from New York. I'm so excited about all the things you guys discussed yesterday. So it's fantastic. I have a couple of quick questions. My first question is, can we sign up businesses that are located in office buildings? Because, for one, I want to sign. The reason why I'm asking, I want to sign my business up, and I know I have to sign with a person who told me about the business. I install surveillance camera and home automation, but my office is not located in it's not in a retail storefront.
Barry, that's a great question. The answer is yes. I mean, as long as you have a place of business where customers can come in and purchase things or where you operate out of, yes, you can absolutely sign that business up. So, but yeah, take a picture of the office. Take a picture of the outside of the office, the building, and the inside of the office where, you know, where your merchandise is. I think the big thing there is, you know, from a security standpoint, is we need to know that there's actual merchandise that exists and there's a place where, you know, people can access that merchandise through your business. So, great question, and the answer is yes.
All right, let's go to Erica 678, the last four digits, 0993. You're live on the radio.
Hi, this is Lisa. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Great. Yes, I'm calling because I wanted to find out what can be done to make prospective merchants feel comfortable with giving their information. I had a conversation the other day with a potential merchant, and she sells tires. They do automotive repairs and things like that. So her thing was she was asking what would we need from her So I indicated to her that, you know, we would need to sign her up for business license, checking account, you know, routing number, EIN number and whatnot. But she wanted to think about it. She was going to get back with me because she had a situation in the past where she had to fly to New York to correct the issue. I think some company had been taking, just continuously taking money out of the account or whatever. And so that kind of made her take precautions on things. So, I mean, is there a number that she could speak to someone there? I mean, we could give certain merchants the number to corporate, and I did send her to the website, iolamerchant.com. I think it's, what is it, iolamerchant.com. Yeah, I gave her that site to go to, and I've noticed that there is a number there, so I was just wondering, you know, would that be something they could do, just to call in and speak to someone in corporate regarding their concerns?
Lisa, let me, Bud, I'm going to jump in here. Lisa, thanks for your question. The best resource for your merchant is you, okay? If they don't trust you, if they don't trust, this is a trust issue. And I know that people out there get taken advantage of. Everyone has had some experience at one time or another with identity theft and all this other stuff, and, of course, it's out there. But at the end of the day, you're the person that she's putting trust in. And really, we don't want merchants calling. We don't have, you know, when you're right there, you're the person that's responsible to answer those questions. Bottom line is the Patriot Act, which is something, a law that every merchant's already dealing with and every citizen of this country is already dealing with, requires that information. We cannot send money to their checking account unless we have their checking account information, bottom line. And that's how they get paid with IOLO. So at the bottom line, there's really no way around that. And if somebody is really afraid, and fear runs the world, and we just have to be willing to accept that. And you know what? I understand. And the real answer when I'm negotiating with people is to say, you know what? I understand how you feel. I totally understand how you feel. And I've got lots of merchants that also felt that same way until they took a step with IOLO and found out this is the real deal. This is a way for you to increase your profits on your bottom line, to get more sales, to help your customers. This is what thousands and thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of merchants are doing across the country right now, and it's called the rent-to-own industry. So if you're not ready for this yet, I appreciate that, and here's my number, and I'll look forward to serving you when you're ready for it. But I've got to go on because there are a lot of merchants right now that are starving for this, and I've got to move on to the next customer. So that's kind of my approach on that. I mean, do a little takeaway there and say, you know, I understand you're afraid, but, you know, that if you're going to let that keep you from doing business, I can't help you. And I appreciate your time. I'll see you later. Bye. What do you think, Bud?
The takeaway is always a great technique to use. And, again, you don't need them. They do need you. So you got to have that mindset. But the other thing, Lisa, that could help you in that instance is, listen, and again, if they're using any other RTO company, they've had to supply the same information. So that's simple. Now, if they're not, ask them this. I see, Mary, where it says you accept Visa and MasterCard and American Express. Let me ask you a question. Did you have to supply your information to them in order for them to, do business with you? Of course you did. We have to protect ourselves as a company. If you go to iolamerchant.com, you can go through all the information is there. You can Google us and do whatever you need to do to feel comfortable. But ultimately, I cannot help you unless we fill out this merchant application, and here's what's going to be required. Again, you can tell them now we don't need your Social Security number, so you don't have to worry about that if you have an FEIN number. But we are going to need your bank account because that's how we pay you. So we're going to have to send you money. And so, you can choose whatever account you want that the money goes into, but we do have to prove that it is a valid business account. They require me to take a couple pictures of the store to make sure you're a real store. And again, to make sure that you're doing business legally, we need a copy of your business license, just a quick picture. So, you know, those are the items that we need. Most of the other companies that you would work with, if they have a financing company like GE or something like that, they're going to have to supply virtually the same or a lot more information to do business with those companies. The other thing you could do is, you know, mention some of the other companies. If you've signed up other merchants that you've done business with or that you know are doing business, you know, you can even point to big companies in the industry that have contracts with other rent-to-own companies like, you know, Sears and Kmart that offer their customers this option. But really, yeah, I mean, we don't want random merchants just calling corporate just to see if somebody answers the phone. I mean, if they have questions at that point, that you are their resource. So, yes, Tony, great answer. And, Lisa, I hope that helps you.
Hey, let's take one more call. I know we're going a little bit long, but I want to say good morning to you. Yolanda Nye, how are you this morning, Yolanda?
Good morning, everybody.
Good to hear your voice.
Hey, I'm driving through about 3 inches of snow out here right now, and sleet and rain coming in a second, so it's a mess, but got to keep it moving, right?
That's right. Yolanda, I know you were excited about this furniture, and your conversation with us last Friday was right on point. And then, you know, Alan coming in yesterday and making everybody aware of the availability now of furniture in the marketplace. Yolanda, I just want to give you just a couple of quick minutes here. You know, what is your level of excitement? Do you have any questions for us? And then we got to close the show because we're already running long. But thanks for calling in this morning. What you got for us today?
Woo! I am excited. Oh, my gosh. If only you knew. Coming from the other side of the sales counter, this is just amazing. And I immediately called one of the biggest retailers here in the area because of my connection with the vice president of the company there, of their credit department. Do not be discouraged. Like they were just saying, there are ways where they will have other companies out here that they work with, and they are being more creative with these bigger companies as well. And that some of these merchants will not tell you that they're in a contract with the actual other individual where they cannot compete. So with that being said, all I'm saying is keep it moving. There are, just like Bud said, 40 furniture and mattress stores in his immediate area. It is amazing. That industry is what's going to take us to the next level, take us to the top. I'm so excited, extremely. So this is my question, but when it comes to the pre-approval process now that we're in the furniture industry, when it comes to that part, is there a way that we can do some type of quick app for customers when it comes to the website of the owner, of the merchant, where the customer can actually do a pre-approved amount or get an app before they even come into the store? However, it does give the store the credit because of the ID that they'll have, and also the agent to get the credit for the commission.
That's a great question, Yolanda. First of all, before I forget about it, because I've already forgotten about it for this whole show, one of the questions we had yesterday multiple times was, can we do new and used furniture or just new furniture? The answer is yes, we can do new and used furniture as long as it meets the the requirement. And I think we put that in the email. As long as it, you know, falls within the $150 to $3,000 range and it's, you know, within their approved amount. But I'll tell you what a lot of merchants are doing, especially in stores like that where people are going to spend quite a bit of time shopping, is the sales agents are actually introducing the customers to the concept and just saying, hey, there's something like, hey, not sure if you're aware, we have a new no credit check monthly payment option. It's a very simple application process. In fact, what they're doing is they're printing out a form, the form that's in the back office that shows basically the customer application on it. You can print, a lot of merchants are printing that out, having their customers fill that out when they come in. Hey, if you want to fill this out real quick, I can go ahead and while you're looking around, I can see if I can get you pre-approved, and I'll tell you how much. That way you'll know when you're looking around or when you're ready to purchase. And so, yes, and some merchants are actually putting in their ads that they're doing local newspaper ads or you know, whatever, Craigslist ads or, you know, hey, we have a new no-credit check monthly payment option. They don't care that it's Iolo. The customer doesn't know what Iolo means. But, you know, they're putting things in their ads like, or even in their store windows or signs are saying, you know, no-credit check monthly payment plan, fast, easy, and free to apply, no obligation necessary. Come in and find out how much you're approved for, you know, but they're actually having them come in. And so what a lot of merchants are doing when they're coming in, they're introducing the program to them, getting them to fill out a paper app, and then they say, do I have your permission to apply? And, you know, they're actually doing the work for them while the customers are shopping. So, yeah, the pre-approval thing is big. And, again, it'll cut down on all the time that it takes once they get to the register because they'll already be approved. And it's a great concept and it's a great tool. And I would definitely talk to your merchants about that. And again, we will have some merchant training available that covers that and great resources for them as well. And you as the agent just need to know where to find that stuff to share it with them. But again, those kind of ideas could be business changers and game changers for those people and increase their business tremendously.
Fantastic, bud. Listen, I know we've been running a little bit long again today, but I tell you what, it's been a great show. Guys, I want to really say thank you to everyone who's been calling in and raising your hand. I know a lot of you still have questions. So evidently, bud, we're going to have another big show tomorrow because we've got a lot of people with questions. Bring those questions tomorrow, guys. We don't know just yet if we'll have a special guest for tomorrow, but we're excited already about what this new development this week is going to happen for you in the field. You know, Mr. Rodney Cox, I want to give you a last word, my brother. Are you excited about this promotion and what you're hearing today on the radio? Are you ready to go get it?
Like I said earlier, the excitement, Tony, on this is huge. And being able to work directly with Bud and Alan and get some of the things that you guys are desperately needing out there in the field is really exciting. And I'm telling you, I just can't wait. Yolanda, she kind of said it best with she's on fire, and I concur with her.
Me too. See you tomorrow, guys.
Okay, that's a wrap. Another great episode of Iolo Radio. Be sure and share today's episode with your team and invite them to listen to today's show at ioloradio.com. Let's work together to help everyone take their business to the next level with Iolo, the very best rent-to-own program in America today. We'll see you soon.